What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliott Shore Parks, Tuesdays with Elliott. Remember, you can start your day off with Go Birds Daily, which
yes.
posts every day. Elliott's podcast posts around 4 a.m., right? So right when they wake
every
up.
Every day, and then until the Eagles lose, every day at 10 a.m., we're doing a live pod.
And then you'll never do another podcast again.
Yeah. I've committed to doing the daily pod for the whole offseason.
All year long?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the Daily Pod.
Yeah, I like doing it. Yeah. It's like just a way to rant about the Eagles.
It sounds like you like talking.
Yeah, yes. A little bit. Yeah. Well, especially to myself. You know, no one can answer back.
So you're the first podcast ever. Now, this is not an insult, but I'm getting to a point where I can only listen to so much stuff.
Right.
Where you're a 1.5X guy.
So not going
to
lie.
I listen to you on 1.5X. I'm sorry.
I'm like floored you even listen, to be honest. So the fact you do is very
nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I just think we all hear each other talk so much.
Yes.
You know.
Historically. Yeah.
Big reason why I don't listen.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah,
well, I understand it. Historically, I've been against listening to podcasts at speeds faster than normal. So any other, from an injury standpoint, have you heard anything on Quinyon?
So I think Quinyon will probably play. The same thing I would say with Jalen, where when a player says in the locker room, they're fine, it mostly means nothing. Like, they don't really know until the next day, and players always say they're fine. But I think he'll probably play. Obviously, tomorrow's a big day, and then Thursday especially, because they've been resting so many guys on Wednesday. But whether Quinyon plays or not, that's a huge part of this game, because Terry McLaurin is by far their best offensive weapon, I think, at least. And Terry lines up almost exclusively on the side of Quinyon Mitchell. So if it's not Quinyon, it'll be Isaiah Rodgers there, and they are going to go after either of them, frankly. I mean, if Quinyon coming off an injury, I think they'll test him early. They throw it to Terry all the time. He forces a ton of missed tackles, and what's scary about Terry, I guess.
Hey, yeah, nailed it.
Hey,
nailed it. Scott, what a pro.
I know. That's why they pay me.
Do you have
the
a daily
bucks.
Podcast?
I do. 4 a.m. Go Birds. But they throw it deep to him a lot. He has 30 targets this year of over 20 yards. So I do think that matches up well in some ways with Isaiah Rodgers' game. He's more of a speed guy than he is a physical guy. But they are going to test that cornerback spot, I would guess, very early in the game on Sunday.
The Quinyon thing made me nervous simply because he wasn't even questionable to return. He looked bad walking off the field, holding his arm.
Yeah.
Like, I had wondered if he had separated his shoulder.
Yep.
It's weird we haven't had any leaks from either injury about what it is.
Well, it honestly could be a little early, too. I mean, they might still be figuring, like, if they're swelling, you never know.
Yeah, but they know what it is, though.
Yeah, but I mean for their status on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. As far as status, I agree with you. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's. Your engagement destination online at marks-jewelers.com. Is the Eagles coaching job this year the best one in Philadelphia history? 66% say no. 34% say yes. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been a while.
What's up, Ken?
What up, Ken?
Good to talk to you, Elliot.
Good to talk to you, too.
Are you guys cool? Is Ken and Elliot, is that a cool
yes,
thing?
I think so.
Ike, Elliot can tell you that you were never on that train by yourself. I boarded that train at the station when it left.
He has. Ken's been riding for Nick for a long time.
Yep, I've been listening. Yep, I know it.
When the camera was firing him when he was 2-5, I was telling him the problem was the quarterback, not the coach. So,
agree.
There we go.
To say it's the best coaching job in the history of Philadelphia sports, I mean, a lot of people weren't alive for the Philadelphia Flyers beating a Boston Bruins team that
shut
was
his hole.
For what it's worth, Ken,
I don't care.
I said of my life, and I, what was that, 77?
75.
I wasn't even alive, so doesn't count.
Gotta get Broods in here.
That team was loaded. Come on, man. Freddie Shiro, what do you do? One hype speech heading into the last game?
And by the way, Ken, if we have to go back 50 years, I think it probably puts
it. What about the 1960 coach, whoever that was, that took down Vince Lombardi, his first loss in the playoffs?
Whoever that was.
Greasy Neal.
That's going to say Greasy Neal.
Greasy, yeah. That's not even a real name.
Surprisingly, Spike, my life is more important to me than your life is. So that's what I go by. But
but it wasn't the topic, buddy.
Scored a big dose of D.
Yeah.
But there's no question that this is one of the greatest all-time head coaching jobs.
That's not what I said, just so you know.
In Eagles.
I didn't say head coaching. I said coaching overall. So
I'm saying coaching overall. I'm correcting myself.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm saying coaching overall. I'm correcting myself.
Okay.
You know, nobody, very few people now. I told Elliot and Seltzer on Go Birds in the summertime.
Go Birds Radio 1-3 on Saturday.
All right, enough. I promote this podcast all the time.
One more time. It's a horrible name.
I had the Eagles 14-3 resting players in week 18 to finish at 14-3.
All right. Where should we send your trophy?
Everybody thought it was great. Everybody thought it was great.
Yeah. Most
people had them right around 11 or 12 wins. So it's not inaccurate to say that, you know, they have overachieved this year from expectations. Remember that when we looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, everybody was nervous about, you know, the AFC North and the fact that that was our non-conference schedule. And the funny thing is that the Eagles are not only NFC East champs, they are AFC North champs because they swept the AFC North.
That's a good point. Yep.
It just speaks to something that I've said all along. It's almost pointless to look at the schedule in the summer and try and gauge whether or not it's a really hard schedule.
You do a sports radio show.
I was going to say, we get a full month out of that.
Ken, call us once a month. You do 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I promise you, you're judging it in the summer.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah. Well, I also think, Ken, regardless of prediction about how many wins, I do think how they did it is as interesting as them doing it at all, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because even if you had said 14-3, and I believe that you did, the fact that they've gotten there with the best defense in the NFL and essentially like taking the passing game and squashing it down to it's the existence it is, I think, and with the other thing that I think is worth talking about is the sort of opportunities for unraveling that happened this year that did not unravel. So I think the numbers are important in it, but I also think the expectation of how it happened and then living through it, I think, is also important in the grander context.
Well, Spike, that's a great point. You're 100% accurate on that, because I honestly thought that we were going to get the 2022 version of Jalen Hurts back again this year, which was going to be a big driver towards, you know, a successful season. And we have not seen anything that remotely resembles the 2022 Jalen Hurts, which then just kind of points out this. If this coaching staff can get 14 wins consistently or approach 14 wins, double-digit wins, and make the playoffs every year, and Jalen Hurts is this, which, you know, is just a guy who doesn't turn the football over and doesn't lose games for them, and that's what you're asking your $255 million quarterback to do, then that is remarkable.
Yeah, so Ken, one thing I would push back on, though, is I don't know if they're as good this year with 2022 Jalen. Like, I think Jalen, because hold on. Some of the things Jalen does, so same roster, 2022 Jalen on this roster.
This is going to hurt. This opinion is going to hurt. Okay. I'm just warning the audience.
I mean, but this is the truth. The job Jalen does before the snap is huge for this team. It's a big part of it. And 2022 Jalen had none of those responsibilities. So while 2022 Jalen, I agree, certainly was a better passer that year and they were a better passing team, he doesn't turn the ball over like he did in 2022. In fact, he's better at it this year.
Because he throws it a lot less.
Well, no, his interception percentage is lower.
Oh, no, he threw it more then.
Yeah, he did, for sure. But I'm saying he also has his interception percentage. Now, I get it.
All right, okay.
I get it. But I'm just saying that
his sack rate's higher.
Yes, but he is also way, way better before the snap. He's better against the blitz. Like, I agree, 2022 Jalen, just watching
this before the center nonsense is insane. Like, he's doing basic NFL quarterback stuff.
No, like I don't think he is
to
doing
a run.
Okay,
come on.
But
oh,
first
he is. Now he's Peyton Manning.
Okay,
relax.
But in 2022, he wasn't even doing that. So you can say it's basic and he wasn't doing it. This year, he has more pre-snap responsibility than he did in 2022.
Can we just hold this for 1 second? Ken, before I let you go, next question today is based on John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever 1978 breakthrough performance. Give us a breakthrough performance. I know you want to go see Coheed and Cambria at the Man.
I don't even know who they are.
I know.
What man does not remember exactly where he was the first time he laid eyes on Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny?
That is an excellent
awesome answer.
One, Ken.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is an excellent answer. Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny is a breakthrough performance. Absolutely.
I
great
agree.
Answer.
I'm a Mario. Of course not.
Yeah, come on. I just watched
movie.
My Weekend at Bernie's for the first time last week. Yes, last
pretty
night.
Good.
What'd you
it?
Think of it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's very
I
funny.
It
my weekend
awesome.
Is Weekend at Bernie's.
My weekend, yeah.
Not my weekend.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's.
It's just yeah. Weekend okay, at Bernie's.
There we go. It's, right. It's also what the Eagles do on offense every week with the quarterback.
Oh.
Hey-o!
What is up with you over there behind the glass, man?
Wow. I'm just sick and tired of this.
Taking shots.
Yeah.
I have tried to say I'm not going to let Jalen ruin my week.
By the way, can we agree after watching Sunday about who the better quarterback is pretty clearly?
On Sunday, it was Stafford. I
yeah,
agree.
He's a better yeah. quarterback than Jalen. He's guys throwing no-look passes out there.
I mean,
there.
He's a like, better thrower of the football. I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's a better quarterback.
Yeah, well, it does.
No, but you do this where it's like, yes, I understand throwing is the most important job of a quarterback,
okay.
arguably. But like,
not arguably.
No,
it is.
I think there's a lot of other aspects to the job.
Okay, so what is on par with throwing?
I would say recognizing defenses.
Do you think that Matt Stafford, one of the best quarterbacks against the blitz in the NFL, is good at recognizing
defenses?
I do.
I do think he's good
okay,
at
so,
it. Okay, yeah.
So check.
But
he's
we're
at
not
least...
doing hurt Stafford. We're just talking about ranking for what's important for a quarterback, right? So
right,
you said
yes.
It's definitely throwing. I don't know if it's definitely throwing.
Okay,
I think pre-snap responsibility and recognizing defense is huge.
Oh, my God. This okay. No pre-snap. Would you stop in there? Yeah. Elliot Baldinger.
Yeah.
Well,
first of all,
pre-snap recognition
hold on.
Is important.
Hold on. We don't get to do all offseason. Jalen can't read the blitz.
Can't read the blitz, right.
The team's going to be worse because he has to do pre-snap. They're going to miss Kelsey. And then when he does good at all that, be like, well, it's actually not that hard. Like, we were all, me included, very concerned.
It was a fair question.
Right? Last year when they were terrible against the blitz, I wasn't up here blaming Brian Johnson, I thought it was Jalen.
And we thought it would be worse with Kelsey not being here.
But it's not. So that is a big difference between 2022 and 2024.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Mr. Baldwin Beautiful over here has something to say, and then we're going to finish this.
Yeah, let's get this in. All right, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with yourself, right? Oh, well, you two don't really have this problem, but I do see some guys around the office with this problem. You know it's you. Your hair is thinning, right? I'm starting to see a lot more forehead than I used to see on a lot of you guys that are walking around here. But here's the thing. I got the answer for you. We already know that your crown is getting thin. You want to do something about it, don't you? Well, don't wait. Head to the leading hair restoration doctor in the Delaware Valley, the name we've been telling you about for years, the experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Now be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmctr.com.
All right. I feel like we're getting lost in this. The original,
of course we are.
Well, the original question was, would the Eagles offense be better with 22 Jalen as opposed to this year? I think that the thing
the original question was, is this the greatest coaching season ever?
Well,
the original question of this particular
debate.
Look, Jalen was probably a better passer of the football in 2022.
Well, he was.
Well, but hold on. He completes a higher percentage of his passes
because
this
he throws
year.
Fewer.
He averages the same amount.
Hold on.
He averages the same amount of yards per attempt. So if you want to say he's throwing it fewer times, fine. But he's throwing it just as far.
Yes, but it's not about far, Elliot. When you look at, I hate to do this, but you look at basketball,
right.
a basketball player who shoots 2 threes a game, if he's making 1 out of every 4 and he's shooting 40%, if you up that,
no, I get that.
Quantity
I do understand
to 8
that.
A game.
Yeah.
Well,
I get that.
But then you have to take that, the thing that you're saying, and throw it out because
no, I don't think you have to throw it out. You can say it doesn't mean as much to you, but the fact that he's still completing almost 70% of his passes,
like every quarterback in the NFL right now.
Well,
what is the average completion percentage in the NFL?
What is the average?
It's probably like 67.
But I know Jalen's above it. Whatever it is.
Okay, do you think he's an average thrower of the football?
Do I think Jalen's an average thrower
or better than average?
I think Jalen is a better than average thrower of the football. Better than average.
Well, better than average. Okay.
I don't think he's a great throw of the football.
You're just saying he's better than average.
I think if this is where he needs to be, he's probably like here. Oh, sorry, that was bad. Yeah. He's like a little bit above where he needs. Well, tell me why.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't need to be that great of a thrower.
So here's the thing. I get the whole eye test, and I agree. It's not looked as pretty as this year. But there's just not many stats you can point to that say he's a way worse throw of the football. We could say on the same, maybe he was a little better 2020.
Can I tell you, here's how you know. And where I've landed is, like, I'm sort of done with debating how good he is at certain things. I know how good he is at certain things. Jalen is a really good football player. He is a hard worker. He is not affected by pressure. He cares very much. He wins a lot of games. All of those things are there. He is also not a very good passer. But they're trying. I give them credit as a team, because a lot of times everyone says he does what it takes to win, but I don't believe that's correct. I believe they do what it takes to win. Because if you're saying that he just does what it takes to win, he would do more passing the ball. He doesn't. But hold on. So I'm just sort of like done with that. He is what he is. We shouldn't twist ourselves into knots making pretend things are true that aren't true, right? They looked at the offense after 4 weeks and they said, we are better minimizing the throwing responsibility of the quarterback on a team with a dominant offensive line, two dominant wide receivers, and a really good tight end. That's all I need to know.
So, look, I think there's a lot of truth to what you said. And I agree. I think sometimes with Jalen, people get so over-defensive that they try to argue things that are probably not true. Like this week, Jaden Daniels is better than Jalen, is what it is, right?
It's what it is.
Not going to twist myself in a circle about that one. It is what it is. And yes.
Well, he's having a better year. A lot of people say C.J. Stroud was better, too.
Yes, we'll see.
Well,
right now.
I agree with that.
Right
like
now.
Next
yes.
year, we'll see. But right
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This year. That's what I said. This year. Yep. I said
hey,
this
next
year.
Year, you could convince me to take Jalen. But regardless, like, if you look at the bye week, right, and mm-hmm. what they did,
yep.
yes, I agree that the fact they went to a rushing offense does not, like, it speaks super highly of Jalen. But I think you also have to add some context there. Their running back is not Miles Sanders anymore. It is not DeAndre Swift. They have arguably the best rushing attack in the history of the NFL. So why definitely I agree with you. Part of the reason they switched is because of the passing game. I agree with you. They did not exactly go to some makeshift running game. Like, it was an easy option.
That's
to
what they did in 21.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
in
21 they did that.
See,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. When Nick overachieved.
Well, we also didn't have any receivers. Devontae was a rookie.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. 215-592-9494. Damon in East Norton. You're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Hail to the Commanders.
Here he is.
This guy. You got your Josh Harris t-shirt on, Damon?
I gave it to him.
You know what? Josh Harris is about to be raising that trophy in the link, and then we moving the link to Chinatown, because that's how we get down.
You know what's funny, Damon? That people still won't admit Josh Harris is a good owner, even after he was with the Commanders for 1 year, and they're already in the conference championship.
This is going to be awesome.
All we do is win.
That's exactly
all
right.
All we do is win. And y'all been ducking his fade ever since we put Jalen in protocol. I'm glad he out of protocol. But we about to put him back in again.
Okay.
We blow his back out.
Whoa. Did you say blow his back out?
Listen.
Slow down, man.
If you act like an RP hoe, we going to treat you like an RP hoe. Ain't no business.
All right, let's not go back to that one.
Let's stay away from that one. Yeah, not wild.
All right, we'll let that one slide, though.
Okay.
We'll let that one slide. Look, it's organizational, though. Like, all right, let me ask you a question. I know you mentioned earlier about Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
If Saquon played for the Commanders, would Joshua Harris have let him make the rushing record?
Hell, I don't know. I'm not a big Joshua Harris.
Come on.
You're saying you think Joshua Harris would have allowed Saquon to go for the rushing record?
Absolutely. You have an organizational issue right now. All right, y'all worried about analytics. We worried about playing football, and that's why y'all going to lose.
See, this is what I find. Listen, Damon, you've been trying for a couple years, so at least I'll give you credit. You've been persistent.
Now
you finally got a squad. You got your quarterback. You're feeling good. They finally let you in the party. You've been outside the club for the last 30 years waiting to get in. Finally let you in, and now you done found your way in the VIP section of the club, right? You're back there. You're doing well. Don't overstay your welcome here. In other words, you drink from the bottle, you sip. Don't you start gulping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know why y'all not gonna go nowhere?
Why?
Like last week was y'all Super Bowl.
All right. Last week was our Super Bowl.
Yeah, last week was your Super Bowl.
Yeah, are you serious?
You might have it mixed up here, brother.
Are you serious?
Y'all was so happy to snow. And guess what? It's snowing in New Orleans right now. Y'all can't do it twice. All right? So, Jaden Daniels is the rookie of the year.
Oh, without question.
Jalen Hurts,
yeah.
Jalen Hurts was a rookie for 3 years. Okay? That's the difference. Okay? We're built different down in D.C. Okay? And next time that he tries to get out, stay back there and twerk. Because next time the dude tries to get out the pocket, where are we taking him, Mike? Where are we taking him?
Nah, get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, have fun with RG3, too. RG4. Ooh. You got RG4 over there.
You know what, Damon? I'm going to see how you sound. Don't you forget this phone number Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, we're not going to hear from him. In fact, Jack, write down Damon's number so we can call him.
Don't you forget this number.
Y'all got a fullback masquerading as a quarterback, and we're going to expose you again.
Jack's
again.
Definitely saving his number now.
Yeah, Jack's new best friend.
Yeah, call him
great. All right, David.
All right, David.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I can't even tell you. Now, I'll be mad if things don't turn out my way Sunday. Then I'll start being a hated commander guy. Like, I'll hate the commanders. Right now, you're cute.
Yeah, they're just sort of silly right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cute. Cute's a good word.
Yes, yeah. You look cute, team. Yeah.
All right, Elliot.
Bigger fish I'm thinking about to fry.
Well, we are. I appreciate you joining us today.
Appreciate you for having me.
Great Union jacket.
Way to come in and create chaos as usual.
Yeah, as usual. It's always fun.
Took you a minute. Well, yeah. No, it actually didn't. It took you about 5 minutes.
Me the first segment and
you're
second
lucky we
segment.
Didn't get to the Sixers because I heard you last week and I couldn't have disagreed with you more. But we're
not doing this.
Yeah, today. Like the Paul George denial is just hard to hear. But
well, it's not true.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
It's not.
It is absolutely
you
a disaster.
You don't know anything about basketball.
Well, how is it in any way positive? They're terrible. He doesn't play often. He's averaging the same numbers as Toby, and he's on a terrible contract.
Since Embiid got hurt, he's averaging 23 points a game,
right.
7 rebounds,
and
5 assists.
Are they winning those games?
No, because they
suck. Okay, so the whole point is
I'm not arguing. Get out of here.
All right.
We don't have time. We have Jordan Mylotta
next.
I said
I'm happy we didn't get to it.
But you... I am going to wring your neck.
Look, I feel bad. Sorry.
I feel bad for Philly. I feel bad for Odyssey that they have you hosting a basketball podcast.
Well, hey, we're not. It's mostly dead.
And James Jackson. Yeah.
Don't care anymore.
Okay.
Clap your hands.
All right. Clap your hands. Get out of here. That's the last I'm promoting any of your podcasts on
Go
here.
Go Birds 4 a.m.
Yeah. All right. Jordan Mylotta. Are we done? Jordan Mylotta is next. Are we allowed to ask Jordan who his favorite media member is again today?
Yep.
Did he promise?
Until he answers.
He promised, right? He did promise.
Until he answers.
He's going to push off another
one. He's going to weasel his way out of
it. All right, Jordan Mylotta joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Friends.